The pandemic may be over, but its effects are still being felt by K through 12 students in the United States. That's the takeaway of two big new studies, one focused on student learning, the other on school attendance. There is some good news, but also clear signs that the pandemic learning recovery is still underway. Cory Turner and Sequoia Carrillo from NPR's Education Desk are going to tell us about those findings. Hi to both of you.
Hey, Sasha.
Hello.
Cory, would you start us off with the good news?
You bet. I'm glad I get the good news part. So let's start with student learning. From spring 2022 to spring 2023, students made up for about a third of the learning they had missed in math during the pandemic, and they made up for about a quarter of the learning they had missed in reading during the pandemic. That's according to a newly updated Education Recovery Scorecard, which is basically a co-production between Harvard and Stanford, and it covers data from a little more than half of states. One of the researchers involved said that math increase especially was, quote, huge by historical standards. The news was also pretty good when it comes to chronic absenteeism, at least insofar as the national rate went down a little bit. That's according to research from Nat Malkus at the conservative-leaning American Enterprise Institute. The percentage of students who missed more than a tenth of the school year, Sasha, so that's around 18 to 20 days at least, it dropped in 2023. It went from 28% of students chronically absent the year before to 26%.
All right, so still not great, but considered relatively good news. Sequoia, would you deliver the bad news?
Well, Cory kind of just said it. One in four kids is regularly missing school. It may be 26% now, but before the pandemic, we'd been sitting at around 15% for a long time. So sure, it's down, but it's still much higher than it was and should be. And of course, with kids out of classrooms, learning isn't rebounding the way many experts hoped. Only three states have been able to get back to 2019 levels in reading, and Alabama is the only state to do that in math. Every other state in these studies is still working their way back to pre-pandemic levels, and in many cases, struggling to do so.
And Cory, your reporting found, as is sadly so often the case, that poverty plays a big role here.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to learning, the pandemic really blew up achievement gaps between students in wealthier schools and lower income schools, Sasha. Because even though disadvantaged students are now making some gains, wealthier students are making bigger gains. In fact, the report says, quote, in most states, achievement gaps between rich and poor districts are even wider now than they were before the pandemic. And the trend lines are pretty similar when it comes to chronic absenteeism. So before the pandemic, absenteeism rates were already higher in higher poverty districts than they were in wealthier districts, and they rose more during the pandemic, which is now obviously complicating those schools' learning plans. Because as the researcher Nat Malkus told me, academic recovery is a pipe dream until we fix chronic absenteeism.
So in terms of what's ahead, Sequoia, where do we go from here? How do we address this?
Well, to address chronic absenteeism, we really have to identify what the problem is, right? Malkus says there's been a shift in how families weigh the importance of going to school every day against everything else going on in their lives. Some parents now seem more inclined to let their students miss school, perhaps not realizing the links between skipping school and negative consequences like lower rates of high school and college completion. And Malkus says it's going to be hard to address with policy from the outside without getting buy-in first from families.
This is a culture problem. And, you know, in businesses and in schools and in communities, culture eats policy for breakfast every day.
So to fix this, schools really need to get parents involved. Some districts are launching texting and calling initiatives to nudge parents and students back. There are lots of ways to help fix this problem, but they mostly cost money. And the federal funding to help schools bounce back from the pandemic is running out in the fall.
That's NPR's Sequoia Carrillo and Cory Turner. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sasha.